You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. You're tuning to the radio broadcast this morning. It's about time for your miracle. Coming from the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that were called in before I came on. I want you to know it's about time for your miracle. I want you to know God is right there. He's right there waiting on you this morning to believe and to trust him and to allow him to do it. Good morning to all of you that will be tuning in and all of you that's tuning in on Cypress Audience. This is the day that the Lord have made. You don't need to worry. You don't need to fret. Just trust God throughout the day and watch God do what he say he's going to do. Because guess what? You just in time for your miracle. This is the day right now. This is the hour. This is the minute. This is the second. Amen. That God wants to bring you out. Amen. That God wants to bring you through whatever you're going through with. But you must do what? Trust him. You must do what? Believe. Come on. Hallelujah. We do bring you greetings again from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. I want you to know that God is able to do anything. I want you to know that God can do anything. I want you to know that God will do anything. All you just need to do is believe and have faith in God and trust him, because he's still on the throne this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He will never lose his power. He will never lose his power. Come on. He will never lose his power. Come on. God there. God is right there. Do not allow the enemy to tell you that God is not there. Do not allow the enemy to tell you that you're in this by yourself. Amen. Praise God. We praise God once again for all his goodness, his kindness, his mercy. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Amen. Praise our God to his name. Amen. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for how you watched over us throughout the night, Father. We thank you how you kept the blood running warm in our veins, God. We thank you that we had the activity in our limbs. We thank you this morning, God, that someone was able to wake up, God, and go to work, God. We thank you that someone was able to wake up this morning, God, with the activity of limbs to take care of business today, Father God. Those that perhaps are retired, God, just got the day to themselves to do things that they really needed to do, Father. We thank you because you're able us to endure it all, Father. You gave us the strength this morning. You kept us closing our right mind. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you that the blood is yet running warm in our veins this morning, Father. We thank you right now, Father, looking unto you. Lord, look on those that are listening on the other side of that radio dial. Look, touch them that is on the other side of Cypress Audience, Father, watching, Father. We thank you today, God, that all their needs are met, God. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, God, that concerns them, that does not concern you, Father. We thank you today, God. Let your voice be magnified. Let your hands be seen throughout the day in their lives, God. Hallelujah. And Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Again, this is your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. I am so glad that God is in the midst of us. I am so glad that God is still on the throne this morning. I am so glad that God is able to do anything if we ask him and we believe and we trust him. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. I just want to give God praise this morning. We do honor you this morning. We honor Lady Watkins, Evangelist Watkins, my wife. God bless you. We honor our church mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Brown, and to all the prophets, Prophets Aretha Wright. God bless you, Prophets Gathers. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. To all our evangelists there at the church. Amen. Evangelist Mara. God bless you. Evangelist Harvey. God bless you. Evangelist Victoria. God bless you. Evangelist Blackman. We want to thank God for you. Amen. And Prophetess Carissa Moses. Bless you. Amen. And Pastor Jamal. God bless you. We thank God for all of you. Radical believers, thank God for you all. Amen. We want you to know that God is still on the throne. Listen, I have a few announcements. I want to go and do these announcements and some thank yous and all of this good stuff. Listen, you all know that we were in Fort Pierce on Friday night. Praise our God of last week. Praise our God just for one night. I'm telling you, I want you to know that the Holy Ghost came in and he moved like rain. He moved like the wind. Hallelujah. Of the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. I want you to know that it caused them to spring forth into some things that God had allowed us to spring forth in that service on Friday night. Praise God, things that had them bound down for years. Hallelujah. But when God spoke and said, loose it, it sprung forth. Amen. I want you to know it was mandate called back. Praise our God. We will be back in Fort Pierce for three nights. Oh, it's going to be something in the place. You don't want to miss it. When? I'm so glad you're asking me when. We will be from this one night, broke out three nights. It will be there. We will be there on the 16th. The 16th, that is a Sunday night, starting that Sunday night. We will be right there in Fort Pierce, right back, hallelujah, at the house of God, Pentecostal Church, hallelujah. We will be right back there, 1208 Avenue E. We will be right back there with Pastor Timothy McNear and Overseer Dr. Prophetess Claire McNear. Hallelujah. Caritha McNear. We'll be right back with them. Amen. Again, it starts on the 16th, that Sunday night, 16th, 17th, and the 18th. We'll be right back there with them. You don't want to miss it. Get the word out. Get the word out. Let them know we'll be back in Fort Pierce again at the House of God Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah. 1208 Avenue E. Hallelujah. The 16th. Hallelujah. That Sunday night, 7:30. And it will go from the 16th to the 18th. We'll be right back there. It's going to be something in the Holy Ghost. God is going to move. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. I'm anticipating what God started, he's going to finish it. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell everybody, Fort Pierce, Vero Beach. Come on. Hallelujah. We often say this, a church alive is worth the drive. It's going to be worth the drive. It's going to be alive. It's going to be worth it to drive those three nights. Fort Pierce, look out. Look out. Look out. Hallelujah. We will be there. Amen. With this great congregation and along with the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple, Evangelist Mara, your home right there where you at in Fort Pierce. We'll be there with you for three nights. And we're looking for God to move. We're looking for God to turn over and make things straight. We're looking for God to, hallelujah, to come in like the Shekinah glory. We're looking for God to shift around and turn around and overturn and bring forth. Amen. Hallelujah. What he said he's going to do. Praise God. Listen, tonight. Oh, my God. Right back. We'll be in Melbourne. We just left out of Melbourne. Amen. Hallelujah. We just left out of Melbourne also. Hallelujah. We were there at the Living God International Pentecost Church. Amen. Right there with Apostle Janet Jackson. We was right there. A couple of weeks, praise our God. But this time we will be right back there, amen, in Melbourne, Florida. Guess where we're going to be at? We will be with Bishop Blackman, amen, hallelujah, United Fellowship Christian Church. We will be right there, 665 University Avenue. We will be right there, starting tonight. Service start at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be there the whole week. Amen. The 10th through, hallelujah. We're going to be there the 10th through the 14th. We will be right there. God is going to be moving. Each night, things are going to happen. People are going to be healed. People are going to be set free. They're going to be brought back, hallelujah, to the foot of the cross. To say, what must I do to be saved? Come on. I believe God. Miracles, signs, and wonders is going to follow. I want to see you there again with Bishop Blackman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is going to be something there. Again, the address is 66 University Avenue. Hallelujah. Right there in Melbourne. We're going to look to see you. Hallelujah. And it's right there near the store. They call it the store, the Mark store. It's right there. You don't want to miss this. I'm looking to see you in the move of God. I'm looking to see you in the move of God. Praise our God. Come on. Hallelujah. And then we're going to be with Pastor Diana Hayes on the 19th also, right in Cocoa, right here in your city. We're going to be right there with her. Hallelujah. In her Pastoria anniversary celebration. That is the 19th. Amen. That service will start at 7:30. Oh, my God. I want to see. And their churches are located on School Street right here. Hallelujah. I want you to come and be with us. I want you to know that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. If you could only trust him, if you could only believe him, praise our God. We will be there. We will be there with the Apostolic Church of Jesus, New Deliverance, right there. Hallelujah. At 7:30. Hallelujah. On that Wednesday night. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Pastor Diana Hayes will be honoring her. Amen. Praise our God. And along with the congregation. Hallelujah. Elder Darius Hayes, God bless you. Hallelujah. We're looking to see you in these services when you can. And if you would, we're looking to see you. Praise our God. We want to give a God bless you shout out. Happy birthday to all of you that celebrate a birthday in the month of August. Praise our God. We have several ones at our place of worship. And I'm sending out a happy shout out, birthday shout out to all of you. Amen. They're at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God for his good and kindness. Amen. I want you to know God is able to do it. Don't fret. Don't fear. Hallelujah. I want you to know God will bring you out. Praise our God. God is getting ready to come. Hallelujah. You may feel like you're in a desert. You may feel like you're alone, but thank God for the desert, because it's in the desert where he have made you. It's in the desert where he's going to cause things to blossom. In the desert, in the time of your life, you're going to blossom right in that situation that think you're not coming out, that think you're not coming up, and think you're not coming through. You're going to blossom right there, because he'll make a way in the middle of the desert. Come on. He is the way in the middle of the desert time. Excuse me, in your life. He is a way maker. You just got to do what? Trust him. You just got to do what? Believe him. You just got to do what? Keep looking up to him, the author and the finisher of your faith. Come on. I'm going to say that again. You just got to keep what? Looking up to him, the author and the finisher of your faith. I want to say it again. The author and the finisher of your faith. Keep looking up to him. I don't know nowhere else to look. Come on. I don't know nowhere else to look. We don't look uptown, downtown, round town, all through town trying to find. But you can't find nobody. You can't find nobody. There is nobody like him. There is nobody like him in all the earth. Come on, somebody. I want you to know you got to do what? Keep looking up to him and keep doing what? Trust him. Trust him. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. Guess what? God is going to do it. But you got to do what? Keep looking up to him. Keep looking up to him. He is the author of the situation. He, oh my God, he designed the situation. Come on. He know all about the situation. He know the ins and the outs. He know the shortcut through the situation. Come on. Hallelujah. So all we got to do is what? Allow God to do what? Bring us through it. Bring us through it. He designed it, so he know how to bring us through it. What he designed. Oh, that was good right there. God has designed this for you, just for you, to do what? To bring you out. To do what? To give you an expected end. Because he know, hallelujah, that you're going to be able to what? Do and withstand and come out. But you cannot, as I said last week, you cannot allow Satan to do what? Sift you as wheat, because he said, I've already prayed for you that your faith fail you not. when you're going through, when you're in the midst of something that you think you can't come out of. God is able. God can. God will. I know he can. I believe it, and I know it. Praise God. You that's watching, you that's on the other side of the dial, radio dial, listening, you got to know this. Many are the afflictions, of the righteous, but the Lord do what? Deliver them out of all. God deliver you out of all. He don't leave you in there. Come on. Hallelujah. He brings you out. You must do what? Keep the faith. You must keep what? Believing. Come on. You must keep doing what? Speaking faith-filled words that do what? Overtake, overrule. Come on here. Faith-filled words. I want you to get this in your spirit. Faith-filled words. You got to begin to speak faith-filled words. Come on. Begin to speak faith-filled words. You say, Apostle, I've been speaking faith-filled words. Well, continue. Continue it. Come on. Say it till it happens. See it the way you want to see it. Not the way it is, but I see it through the eyes of God. I see it through the eyes of faith. Well, we do say this, but it sounds like we doubt. Well, through the eyes of faith, everything is all right. No, we got to know it. Yes, through the eyes of faith, everything is going to be okay. It's already okay. Through the eyes of faith, it sounds like we put a little iffy in them. Well, through the eyes of faith, no, through the eyes of faith, it's all right. My faith does not waver in what I see. My faith does not shake in what I hear. Come on, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Hallelujah. You got to have stability faith. You got to have strong faith. You got to have courageous faith. Come on, you got to have that faith, that enduring faith. I want to deal with is that enduring faith. Come on, that is going to stand in the midst of the adversity and hold fast to what God has said. Hold fast to what God has told you. Enduring faith. Enduring faith. Persevering faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Not giving up. As like the woman that had the issue of blood. Praise our God. Pastor Andrea, a couple of weeks ago, not too long ago, talked about the issues. That faith that will move. That faith, hallelujah. The Bible says, if you have faith as the size of a grain of a mustard seed, he said, you can speak to the mountain. Hallelujah to God. And tell the mountain to be thy remove. I wish I had some witnesses out there. Somebody better type something in here that's watching me. Be thou removed and what? Cast into what? The sea. I'm talking about enduring faith. I'm talking about faith that will not be shaken when you in the midst of what you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a what? Sound mind. Come on. So when we're yet going through the circumstances and the situation of this life, our faith would not stand in the wisdom of man. Hallelujah. It would not stand in the strength of man, but it stands in the strength of God. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to know your faith, hallelujah, is being on trial. Your faith is being tested. Your faith is being tested. Why? Because you're in the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. I love what the original saints taught us. Hold on to the horns of the altar. I ain't going nowhere because I know my God's coming through. I'm not looking no other way. I'm looking up to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what made the heavens and the earth. If God made the heavens and the earth, come on here. Don't you know he know all about you because he created. He created us. He created us. He made man and he created woman. So don't you know he know all about us? He know about us better than we know about ourselves. Come on. That's why your faith must do what? Be strong. I want to talk to you today. I want to encourage you today to have some strong faith in the midst of what you're in. This thing that you're in, this thing that you're coming through with is not stronger than what's on the inside of you. You can't be defeated when God's inside of you. You can't be overtaken when God is taking you through it. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. I ain't got no witnesses. My goodness. But I'm still yet gonna say what I need to say because the word of God bear witness with the word. It bear witness with it. Come on. Your faith, when you're going through, your faith, come on. This is why your faith is taking you, because your flesh cannot endure it. Your flesh, come on, your flesh begins to war. It begins to war. Why? Because of the obstacles and the things that you're going through with. Your flesh, this is why you can't serve God in the flesh. This is why you can't serve God in fear. This is why you can't serve God in panic. Come on, you got it almost see. Hallelujah. He said, they that worship me must do what? Worship me in spirit and in truth. You got to be in the spirit when you're going through this. You got to be in the spirit when you're looking at this. Because if you look at it in the natural, if you look at that, you're going to be overtaken. Come on, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be consumed by what you're going through with, because it's too much for you to bear in the natural realm. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Go in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. John said, I was in the spirit. Come on here. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He got caught up. You got to get caught up in the spirit when you're going through some stuff and going through some situations. Oh, you may say, oh, Pastor, y'all just sucking yourselves out and sucking people out. No, because if you walk in the flesh, if you walk by what you see, you're going to faint. You're going to give up. You're going to give out. Who am I talking to today? But you cannot walk by, come on here, sight. We was never designed to walk by sight. We was designed to walk by faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's already in the frame. God have already put it in us. Come on. Enduring faith. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Come on. Enduring faith. Come on here. Courageous faith. I'm not taken down. Come on. I'm going to be like Nehemiah. I'm on the wall. I'm doing a great work, and I can't come down. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm a persevere like the woman. I'm a press that had the issue of blood. I'm a press. Come on. My way through this, because I know if I keep pressing against all odds. Come on. We got some situations going on, and it look like it's about to overwhelm you. It look like it's about to overtake you. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. Come on. Hallelujah. It looks like it's about to overtake you, but you got to persevere. You got to press through that. Come on. Hallelujah. There's nothing. There's no temptation that will come upon us that God is not able to bring us out. Somebody better say amen. I know I can't hear you. Somebody better wave their hand. Do something. Give me some hearts or something. Let me know. Come on. This is what the word come to do. The word of God that's in you. Come on. The word of God that surrounds you. The word of God is taking you through. Come on. Hallelujah. For as believers, he has not given us some things. He has not given us the spirit of fear. That's why you got to be careful who you're talking to. That's why you got to be careful what is going in your ear gates. Hallelujah. And what you're going in your eye gates and what is coming out your gate. Oh, my God. Your lips. Come on. Why? Because the enemy is lurking around to try to put you into a doubtful move that you won't trust God in the midst of what you're in. But I want to let you know today, I'm dealing with this faith. Your faith, I come to ignite you this morning. I come to wake you up, to keep you to walk in faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews, for we don't walk by sight. We don't walk by what we see. Now faith, right now, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, right now. It was so impressed on me when I woke up this morning, because the enemy is trying to sift you. The enemy is trying to get you to look at it in the flesh. But Hebrews says right here, 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, I want that to soak in for you. Again, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is, not was, not might. Now faith is the substance, oh my God, of things hoped for. All faith is hope. All faith is things hoped for. You don't see it. That's why you cannot see it in your flesh. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the things not seen. For by it, the elders obtain a good report. A good report. Not negative. I love it, Evangelist Mara. Not negative. Faith is not negative. Faith is not doubt. Faith is not fear. Faith is not timid. Faith is not shaken. It says, for by it the elders obtain a good report. Ooh, a good report. Faith brings back good reports. Faith keep you in the midst of it and give you a good report. According to what Isaiah says, who report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. For through faith, we understand. F-A-I-T-H. We understand. Oh, my God. You can't understand this in your natural mind. You can't understand this in your natural feelings. For it says, through faith, we understand what? That the world was framed. Framed by the words of who? God, so that things which are seen, for things that which are seen are not made of things which do appear. This thing that you're going through is trying to appear, but God has already organized, hallelujah, God has already got a plan for you to come through it. This is why you can't walk by sight. This is why you can't talk by sight. This is why you can't hear with the natural. You got to hear this in the spirit realm, because we understand through faith that what? The world was framed. Come on. The Bible says this right here in this fourth verse. It says right here. By faith. You got to know this. It's by faith. Abel offered unto God a Moazina offering. You got to know it. You got to know this. When you offer up your faith to God and he sees your faith, he's going to reward you. Because guess what? Again, you got the enduring faith. You got the persevering faith. You got that faith that will hold. That faith will hold on. That faith will not be shaken. That faith cannot be destroyed about anything that you go through. You got to know this. This is what God has allowed to happen. And your faith has to remain. Come on here. Your faith has to remain within God. Your trust, your hope. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to know this. We could go through here, and it talks about the faith. It talks about faith. I'm looking at some things here. I want to point out some things here. Hallelujah. It talks about faith. It's all by faith. This is all by faith. This walk that we're in, this life that we're living in, we're living it by faith. It is a reality. It's coming to pass. Yes, we don't have it now, but it's coming to pass. How you can say it coming to pass and you don't have it. You don't know. Yes, I know what it is, because guess what? God has did this by faith. God has did this. It says right here, by faith. And I skipped down to some of the verses because we know this. But most of all, by faith. It's by faith. By faith. By faith. Everything is by faith. Come on. By faith. Come on. By faith. It's by faith that you got to be what? Operating in. You can't operate in fear. You can't operate in doubt. You can't operate in your feelings. You got to operate in faith. Your faith has to materialize. Your faith has to come up to the standards of the word of God. You got to have that faith, that trust God no matter what. Come on. I'm just saying this, and we say this pretty often, those that have said it and will say it some more. As myself sitting here in this chair, you have more faith.